You know, I think my guests I've just had in, the Condriacs were absolutely superb. And to actually think that that lead singer has not really sung before, wasn't it incredible, Karen?
Amazing. He had a voice a bit like Rod Stewart.
Yes, he did.
You know, sort of that earthy, gritty voice.
Yeah, definitely.
But so soft.
They'll be driving going, ooh. I hope you're still
tuning in. You can pay me later,
guys. Yes, pay us later. Now, I'm joined in the studio slightly later than advertised, but Karen Roberts is from the charity CLIC Sargent. And it's a charity that helps children and young people with cancer. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Michelle, thank you.
I recognise from your voice you're from Liverpool.
I am originally, yes.
How long have you been living in Brentwood or Essex?
I actually live in Suffolk, and I've been there for over 20 years now. But I still go back regularly, so hence the accent still stays.
One place I've never been. I've never been to Liverpool.
You must go. Great place to go.
Yeah.
Plenty to see, to do. You must go.
And very friendly.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. You know, if you miss a bus, by the time your next one comes, you know the life story of the person next to you in the queue.
That's the only thing with Essex. We don't quite have that. If I go up to Yorkshire, you still get that morning. Yep. And what was that person saying hello to me? But you don't get it so much down to south, do you?
I remember when I first moved to the village that I live in now, I went out with my mum for a walk.
Yeah.
And she said, you've only been here a week. You know an awful lot of people. So I haven't got a clue who they are. They just say hello.
Yeah. Now, this charity, CLIC Sargent.
Yeah, we call it CLIC Sargent.
CLIC Sargent.
Just quickness. But the CLIC does stand for Children and Cancer and Leukaemia in Children.
So tell us how you got involved with the charity.
I actually got involved because I'd got to the point where my children were old enough that as long as there was food in the fridge when they came home from school and the taxi was available when they needed it, then they didn't really need me anymore.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something where I felt I was giving something back. And when I went home at the end of the day, I felt like I'd done something worthwhile.
Yeah.
So I started looking around and started working part-time with CLIC Sargent. And then gradually increased to full-time.
Mm.
I went from being a coordinator to a fundraising manager, and now an area fundraising manager. So, you know, a very worthwhile post.
So there are lots of different, obviously you've got Cancer Research as one charity, you've got loads of, why was it so important to set up this charity? How long has it been going, and why was it important to set up a charity especially aimed at young people?
Well, CLIC Sargent actually supports children from the age of naught, right the way through to young people, 24 up to their 25th birthday.
Yeah.
And CLIC Sargent was actually formed 10 years ago by the merger of two charities, which was CLIC, as I say, which stood for Cancer and Leukaemia in Childhood, which was formed in the Southwest by a gentleman called Bob Woodward, who actually, his own family were affected, and he realised that there wasn't an awful lot of support there for the families when their child had cancer. And he wanted to set something up. So that's how he started CLIC. And Malcolm Sargent's Cancer Care for Children, which was actually set up in memory of the famous conductor Malcolm Sargent. And they both offered complementary services to each other. CLIC provided nurses and play specialists, and Sargent provided social workers. The only thing they really overlapped on was financial grants. And quite often they'd be working together. So they decided that the charities would be best if they merged.
Yeah.
So CLIC Sargent was formed 10 years ago.
And what sort of helped you? I mean, I always say this because I've had, most people probably will have had adults in my family that passed away from cancer or had cancer and had that battle with cancer. And you don't know until you actually go through that. And it's not just the process of the actual person being ill. It's the whole family.
Yeah. Well, that's why we support not just the child or young person, but the whole family. Because as you say, it has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
You know, the diagnosis, yes, it affects the immediate family, but it also has a ripple effect, the siblings. And you know, if you're going to hospital and you have an appointment and you're going to have an operation, you can plan in advance. You know you're going in to have an operation on your arm or whatever in 3 weeks' time. You can make sure the freezer's full of food. You can make sure you've got the right time off work and everything's sorted. The children are being picked up from school, everything.
Yep.
But if you get a child gets a cancer diagnosis, it starts right away. You haven't got time to plan. You haven't got time to sort yourself out. You've got to deal with the shock and you've got to get into the system right away that is completely alien to you, and you have no idea and you're petrified. Well, within, usually hopefully within the first week, a CLIC Sargent social worker will greet that person, will be there for the family, will go through. They might not need them right at the beginning, they might need them further down the line. And people say, well, why do they need a social worker? Well, you know, they might need help with their housing. They might need help with their employer. they might need financial help because travelling backwards and forwards to hospital every day is very expensive.
Yeah.
If you're eating in a hospital, it's very expensive. There's many ways in which a social worker can help, even with the going into the schools for the siblings.
Mm.
You know, it may be that when you come out of hospital, your housing isn't right. You may not be able to go upstairs anymore and you live on the first floor.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of different ways a social worker can help, and that's just one of the things we do.
Mm.
You know, we offer a grant on diagnosis to help with the initial cost. So every family, no means test whatsoever, gets offered £170.
Yeah.
They don't all necessarily want to take it,
yeah,
but it's offered to them just to help with that initial shock.
Mm.
In the hospital itself, there are play specialists. The play specialists help the children understand through play what's happening to them.
Yeah.
Because it must be very frightening. It's frightening for an adult.
Yeah, you think
you
for an adult.
You imagine what it's like for a child.
Yeah.
You know, the radiotherapy machines sound like a pneumatic drill.
Yeah.
How do you prepare a young child for that?
Mm.
So that's what the play specialists are there. And they do a fantastic job. A really, really good job.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, in Essex, I mean, last year in Essex, we supported 257 families. Because every day there are 10 children and young people diagnosed.
Yeah.
Now, most of the people in this area will go to London for their treatment. Well, imagine travelling backwards and forwards to London every day with a sick child. So we have a home from home near the hospital in London where the families can stay free of charge in Paul's House. So they can be there, don't have to deal with the travel. They're there.
Yeah.
They can just walk in distance to the hospital. If the child's well enough, they can stay in the home from home with them. So they can have that home environment.
Yeah.
Somebody recently said to me that Paul's House, being in a home from home, was the nearest thing to being at home without being in your own home.
Yep.
Well, you can't ask for more than that.
Mm.
You need that. You need that blanket, that comfort around you.
Yeah.
So you've got some control because all your control's taken off you.
Yes.
So if you can have your own key to go in your own door and sit around a dinner table and you cook the meal like you would at home, it gives you that bit of control back.
And so you've helped, it was 257 families, is it?
In 2015, we helped 257 families in Essex alone.
And do you have to have a certain amount to actually keep running, or can it go up? What I mean is, are you looking to sort of fund for 257, or what sort of funds do you need to actually keep running as you
are?
Well,
at the moment, we're only able to support 2 out of 3.
Mm.
So obviously the more funds we raise, the more families we can support.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very lucky in this area. We have a part-time social worker that's actually funded by a local charity for here, which is George's Teenage Cancer Appeal.
Yes, yes.
Which I'm sure your listeners would have heard of. Well, they very kindly fund a part-time social worker who's then able to go out to the families in their homes. Because it's fine when you're in hospital and you've got all the medical professionals around you. But when you come home and you're still dealing with it, you're going backwards and forwards to hospital, you need somebody who can come to you and can be that voice on the end of the phone. Because, you know, it's a lot of stress for families. You could have, you know, parents where one deals with it by talking and one deals with it by not talking.
Yep.
So you've added a stress as well as the stress of the illness.
Yeah.
Whereas if the one who wants to talk can pick up the phone and ring the social worker and have a chat, then maybe you've alleviated just a little bit of stress.
Mm.
But we can only provide all that support if people support us, because we have no funding.
Yeah.
We have no government funding. We rely solely on donations from individuals, from companies, from groups and organisations, you know, whether it be, you know, the Scouts doing a sponsored walk, or whether it be, you know, we've got a great company doing a pramathon.
Yep.
A pramathlon. And from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. in the evening, it's the International Financial Data Services Company are doing that in June. And that's for a whole 12 hours. At the moment, they've applied for some different Guinness World Records to be able to get. Hopefully, they'll get them. But also, we have Wig Wednesday.
Mm.
Now, Wig Wednesday is something everyone can join in with.
Yep.
And we ask people if they would like to wear a wig, so they can understand what it's like for a child who has to wear a wig.
Mm.
You know, if you've ever worn a wig for a day, believe me, it's hot, it's itchy, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And that's not always suitable in work to work for it. We appreciate that, you know, you don't go to see your solicitor and hope that he sits there in a pink wig.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not exactly going to be able to go into court wearing a pink wig. But he wears a wig of his own, doesn't he? But maybe, you know, you could do something funky with your hair.
Yeah.
You know, schools don't want to have wigs all the time. You can download cardboard ones and design them yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's something for everyone. But Wig Wednesday is on the 25th of May, so we just want as many people as possible to take part. And, you know, as I say, we have a variety. We have, it could be a butcher with a collection tin.
Mm.
You might think all he's got is that collection tin. He's not doing an awful lot. But an average collection tin's 30, 40, 50 pound.
Yeah.
You only need to empty that collection tin three times and you've provided a grant for a family.
Yeah.
It's little things help make the big things happen.
Yeah.
You know, we're very happy at the moment. We're delighted to have just got the Mags Airport Group, which includes Stansted Airport, which is, you know, that's a big partnership for us.
Yeah.
We have Wetherspoons. I'm sure if anybody goes in a local Wetherspoons, they'll see a click sergeant.
Yeah.
But the individual can do it by just having a cardboard cone on the windowsill and putting the pennies in.
Mm. Yep.
Or cheering on our 400 runners at the marathon next week.
400?
400. Yeah, including my son. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And how many miles? Is it 26 miles?
26.4, isn't it, a marathon? Mm. I mean, you wouldn't get me doing 2.6.
No, 26.4.
But hats off to the 400 that are doing it and everybody else.
That's
so, yeah, give a cheer. You know,
yeah,
just
well
go
done
along,
for that.
See us all in pink, you'll find us.
As you said, Click Sergeant, if you go, you can find the guys and girls on Twitter at Click_Sergeant, which is S-A-R-G-E-A. No, it's not G-E-N-T.
Yeah.
If you go and have a look, I have tweeted it out as well. Wednesday, the 25th of May is Whig Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you go to the website as well, which is clicksergeant.org.uk, you can have a look there. And can you sign up there? Or just
you can go straight through. Just put in Whig Wednesday. You can register there. You'll get a free pack sent out with everything you need to be able to take part in Whig Wednesday.
Lovely.
And you also need to go on and check Michelle's Twitter because she's about to have her photograph taken in a bright pink wig.
That's what I said. If you can get a wig big enough to cover, I've got a huge head. I never find
hats. A huge wig, Michelle.
I've never find hats for weddings. I always try them on and go, and they always just sit on the top of my head.
They perch.
Yes. I did actually measure my head, and it is. I've not got an extraordinary brain, but I've just got a really big head.
A lot of storage space.
I said big head.
Big head.
See, that's picked up the accent.
You've only been
there.
Here 5 minutes talking to me.
So if you do want to find out more, as Karen said, you just need to go to the website, which is clicksergeant.org.uk, and you can also tweet as well at click_sergeant. And don't forget, Whig Wednesday is the 25th of May. If you want to get your company involved, big or small company, or whether you want to do this at school, possibly, or a play group or anything like that, do get in contact with the guys. They'll send you out the information pack, and any money raised will be appreciated.
Oh, any money raised. Oh, even if if you can't raise money, raise awareness.
Mm.
You know, if everybody who listens today goes and tells one other person about the work of Click Sergeant, or watches Lachlan Beerman go whizzing round in his car and sees that he's supporting us, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And awareness raises funds. So if you can raise awareness, you can help us raise funds.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming
in
today.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been a pleasure listening to the guys beforehand, having a chat.
The Pondry Acts. You'd have to get them to do a gig for you as well.
Oh, yeah. They'd be good.
They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're such easy listening, aren't they?
Yeah. Nice boys as well.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Thank you, Michelle.
And rather handsome as well, I thought.
Yeah, not too bad, but
the
wives
are
listening.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much. Well said, Karen.
Thanks
very much to Karen. And if you missed those details, we'll get those up on the website a little bit later. It would be